You're listening to Nancy and the Hermit. Come closer to the fire and gaze into the burning embers and lend your ear to their stories of ghost and murder and mayhem.
Alonzo Dean Cole, The Witch's Tale.
Hannah and 11 year old I be today. Yes, sir. Hannah and 11 year old. Well, Satan, this be a nice dark night to tell folks one of our pretty little yarns. You folks douse out your lights so's we can listen to our tale as we set it amongst the shadows. That's the way to hear our bedtime stories. Now, draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll see the hands of time turn back to Hannah year. Back to the days of pirates, stolen gold, and sudden death. Soon you'll see a crossroads by a little bay, a crossroads where a gallows stands, from which two corpses hangs in creaking chains. Below it, men are covering up a hole which looks like a new-made grave. Through the darkness of the night, offshore shines the light of a pirate ship, while men are singing. Here and there, so begins our story of share and share alike. Share and share alike.
The fools on our ship out there are roaring.
I made sure they would be. With a cask of rum, I gave them leave to open ere we left. They're not apt to be curious about their captain's whereabouts.
You're the slick one, Dandy.
And soon we must return to them. They're happy now, but in another hour, they'll cut each other's throats. It should be unfortunate. But when we sail at daylight, we shall want a crew.
Aye, and all of them. If we'd overhaul the English brigantine.
If the news we have be true, that should be within the week.
And she's loaded with bullion, Dandy, bullion. And when we seize her, our crew can divide the cargo while you and me, their captains, take the gold. To add to that, which Ling and Frenchie bury now beneath the gibbet. Think you're safe there?
Most safe. For there, we are ever assured of guardians for our treasure.
You mean our bony friends who squeak so in their chains as they dance upon the wind?
Aye. If one suspected that beneath their dead and dangling feet lay something worth the taking, he would still hesitate to argue its possession with such ghostly bankers.
Well, we should have come here alone, just you and me, to hide this stuff.
My dear Jack, with pistol and cutlass, you have your points, but you'll never make a gentleman.
What do you mean?
You forget that they're turning, pirates. I had what is sometimes called breeding. Think you I would soil my hands by digging in the earth with a filthy spade as our comrades there are doing?
I would have done it alone if you must protect your lily hands and keep dirt from your fine clothes.
And back to the ship you would have gone looking like one who had been digging.
I hadn't thought of that.
There are times, my dear Jack, when I don't believe your brains were made for thinking.
Oh, I'm thinking now that we let these two dig for us into our secret.
Oh, I trust Ling and Frenchie absolutely. They'll never breathe a word.
What's come over you? You trust no one.
It's finished, Captain Burgess.
The
last spadeboard.
Have you tamped it down so there's no sign of fresh turned earth?
Say for yourself, Jack Orr.
If they had not watched it being done, even those arties who dance above would not suspect.
You have done very well, my good boys. Now back to the ship where warm rum awaits.
And mind you, not a word of this or I'll cut your gullet.
Oh, Jack, please. I trust these good boys. Go ahead with your spades, Ling and Frenchie. We shall follow.
Aye.
Dandy, you shot them.
My aim was a miss. One had time to scream.
Both dead. You didn't tell me it was your plan to kill these men.
I told you they would bear no tales.
You are a devil, Dandy Burgess.
And you are a fool. Too soft-hearted for our profession.
I may be a fool, but I'll never turn my back to you as those two did.
You fear me. You, whose huge hands could crush my puny bones to jelly.
Aye, when I'm sober, as in India, they fear the cobra's snake.
You flatter me. Look, you. You're as full of greed as I. Yonder in the ground lies a king's ransom, its whereabouts unknown to all alive but just we two. I had three pistols in my belt. Here on the ground, I throw the one still loaded. And there my cutlass. I am disarmed if you would have the secret to yourself. As if I had wished your death, it could now be mine alone.
Take back your weapons, Dandy. Oh, you're truly my friend, as I've always thought.
Oh, yes, you big idiot. I don't know why. Perhaps it's because you're such a lout, a child, my opposite. Because you amuse me and admire me.
Dandy, will you always be my friend, my brother? Will you swear it?
If it will make you feel any better, what shall we swear by? We who do not fear the devil and have broken all the laws of God.
I had not thought of that.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, wait. We'll swear by justice, the thing we both fear most.
Justice is a silly word for schoolboys. But since you wish it very well, we'll swear by justice, which for you and I means death upon this gallows tree.
Aye, with our hands upon the chains in which dangle those bleached out bones.
Better yet, with our hands upon the corpses we will swear. Brother of the stretched neck, excuse the liberty. I grasp what was formerly your foot.
I touched the body too. By justice, by the gallows tree, by death we swear to be brothers, friends, inseparable, to share and share alike on earth or down in hell. I swear now you.
I swear. Now let's come away. The odor of our dancing friends is scarcely that of flowers. You must put our good boys, Ling and Frenchie, in the small boat, Jack. When we strike deep water, you can toss their bodies out. No one will see them in this darkness.
Nay, a day like we sail for the English merchantmen and gold.
Which we'll share and share alike.
Which we'll share and share alike.
Jack, you're getting drunk.
Sure, I'm drunk. What of it?
Nothing, except that rum is apt to cloud your usually excellent judgment.
Let it drink, everybody. Another shot.
Give him the Amsterdam mate. Jack Gore.
Captain Goy, at last it's wine. I dare you call me Simple Jack. I'm master here, as well as Dandy Burgess.
Now I know you're drunk, Jack.
Oh, what's that?
Well, Clyde, bung up that cask. We do no more drinking this night.
Keep away from that cask, Will Hyde.
I said we do no more drinking this night.
Jack Burr's master here as well as you, Dandy Burgess.
Jack said more wrong.
Yeah, don't stop that.
Silence! I and this pistol say no more. Did you hear me?
Uncock that pistol, Captain Burgess.
Go to your post! All of you.
The English merchant from London should be along tonight. She's armed, and in this fog, we must have our wits about us. Take your men to the guns, Dick Howell.
Aye, sir.
You, Hans Schwartz, say the grappling hooks are ready.
Yeah.
Say, sir, when you speak to me.
Yeah, sir.
Come on, get out on deck, all of you.
Captain Gore is giving his orders. Obey them, please.
It's me can handle those villains, Dandy. Oh, now they're gone, you and me'll have a drink alone, huh?
I'll have one. You've gone your limit.
What do you mean?
Rum makes you overbold. very excellent, this rum. You will not look too longing if I have another, Jack. Thank you. Ah, but liquor is emptiness and song is folly. Until the duet becomes a trio with fair women.
Women.
Or even woman. How your eyes shine, Jack.
Can we think you will be women on this merchant, wouldn't we hope to see?
Yeah. Mayhap, if the devil looks after his own.
Women. And for all your fine clothes and gentleman's ways, I'll get the same as you. You've sworn we'll share and share alike.
With women, that might be inconvenient.
You've sworn. Do not try to cheat me.
Don't worry. Only we'd better cross that bridge when we come to it.
No, we'll cross it now. I know you. You'll take him from me with your handsome fist. We'll cut these cards and see who gets first choice.
Oh, very well. I'll shuffle them.
I'll shuffle them.
I wronged you greatly when I called you drunk.
One cut, high card. The one who gets first choice to the women on that break.
Very well.
Cut!
I've drawn a 10.
I've drawn a knave. I win!
You shuffle.
The choice is mine of the women on that break.
If any, and we sight it.
Captain Burgess, the English merchantman.
Good!
The fog's just lifted. She's lying hard aport.
Then she sighted us.
It's all right, you fool. Our master's flying the flag of Holland. Tell Dick Howell not to break out the guns. If she remains unsuspicious, we can drift close enough to grapple with the hook.
Aye, sir.
Then we'll board her with a cutlass hand to hand. That's what I love. To fight. To kill.
And when we have prisoners to torment, the sport begins for
come
me.
Voices.
Come on,
Captain
Burgess.
Hey.
The
here.
Cut cord. Breaking out a gun.
She suspects us, huh?
She's put up fire.
Give her back a broadside. Take down that flag of Holland and hoist the Jolly Roger.
Cutlass! Kill! Kill!
They prisoners from me! From the yard down to the yard brick, I'll teach them to dance upon the wind! They prisoners from me for torture! And torture!
Don't torture me anymore. I told you no women are aboard the ship.
I'm afraid you have forgotten, Captain. To improve your memory, once more we'll try this red-hot poker on your naked foot.
Not again! For God's sake, no!
It's too bad. He's fainted again.
Stop it, Dandy. He couldn't tell his lies in a pain like that.
Sit down and drink your rum. When we captured this brig, you had your fun at killing. Now, I have my sport by making the survivors pray for death.
Yeah, but can't you kill this man now and have it over with? We've got the gold. He showed us where it was when you strung his mates up in the yard.
But the minuet they danced. Yes, he's given us the gold, but he's yet to show us where the women hide.
I don't believe there are any women.
Yes, there are. I found a woman's glove upon the deck.
A woman's glove? The woman must be on this ship.
How astute you are. And I thought that liquor clogged your brain. Our friend is coming to again.
Women. There are women.
Well, Captain, the poker has had time to heat once more. Is your memory better now?
Don't use it again. Don't. I'll tell you what you want to know. There are two
women
hid back of my cabin. A panel there. Concealed. the secret door.
Two women. Thank you, Captain. Very much.
That last you shot.
And my aim's improved. He never murmured like poor Frenchie.
Two women behind the panel in his cabin, and I have my choice.
I come, but leave your bottle here, friend Jack. The ladies might not like a drinking man.
One more blow and I'll burst the panel.
Nay, wait.
Nay.
Now, you fool. The women hear your act. Cower inside the wall in fear of what they know is coming. Oh, wait, dear Jack, and let them fear the longer.
Nay, I want my price. I want a woman's kiss.
Hey, you clod. If you know the life in that deadly terror.
I'd have delight of a woman in my arms.
And die of her tears.
And back.
Back one screams.
Good evening, gentlemen.
But one.
It's not you who scream.
I'm not the kind who screams. My companion is there behind that curtain.
Dead. A dagger in her breast.
She was afraid of you, gentlemen. She preferred to die.
And you preferred to live. What a spirit you have, my pretty one. How I shall delight to tame
you. Not so fast, Andy. This woman is mine. I have the choice.
Yeah, but the other is dead.
And I chose the living.
And don't be a fool, Jack. We are brothers. We've sworn to share and share alike.
Well, the women, you said there would be inconvenience.
Stand aside. I want this woman, and what I want, I take.
Now, this time, my pistol is pointed back.
You're drunk. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yes, I do. This woman goes with me. Come on, my beauty.
Wait!
I go with the master.
And that's me.
You!
Keep back. I'm not so drunk, Dandy Burgess. You see, as we go through this door, I do not turn my back to you.
Really, little man, you're too amusing.
Be careful.
You think to frighten me? The week I've spent aboard this ship has quite accustomed me to pirates. Even the fearsome kind like Captain Gore. But for cabin boys like you...
You'll drive me too far. Listen, wench. I tell you that until the night we took you from that English brig, Jack Gore was my dog, my slave. That I was master here alone. Possession of you has turned his head. So that now he tries to rule here in my place.
If you would be master once again, why do you not take me from him? I go... with the master.
So you shall. And the master will be me.
Hi, Dandy Burgess.
Captain Burgess, you dog.
So you say. Captain Gore says to keep away from his woman. You, mistress, he bids come to his cabin.
His cabin, the swine.
Where he sits, always facing the door with pistol cupped and ready. He seems unwilling to ever turn his back to you, Captain Burgess.
Laugh as you go to him, you. Always facing me. When tomorrow we enter Nassau Bay, I shall teach him to face always. Yet see me not. And you, Mistress Kate, will find I... I'm the master.
So you, Captain Burgess, will deliver to me with evidence of their piracy from the high seas, your former comrade.
Yes, Governor Rogers. I will deliver them here in Nassau Bay and with evidence in plenty. For myself, I claim amnesty under His Majesty's wise pardon for those who repent their wrong and inform against the sinful.
That I must grant you. It is the law. I hope you ask no other reward for putting these men within our grasp.
Yeah, but I do, and make it part of our bargain. Ah, rest easy. It will not affect your treasury. There is a woman aboard that ship out there. I would place her in my care... and in her company, attend the hanging.
You would attend the execution of the comrades you condemn?
Not all of them. Only that of Captain Gore, my particular friend. As the wind turns his body in its gallows chains, I would watch him face always and see me nowhere.
And the court doth accordingly pass sentence that you, the said Jack Gore, be carried to prison from whence you came, and from thence to the place of execution, where you are to be hanged by the neck till you shall be dead. 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 And God have mercy on your soul.
Dandy, you swore to be my friend, my brother.
Come, Kate. Let's get out of here. Breathe the air.
I go with the master. We're nearly at the crossroads where you say your buried treasure lies. I see the gibbet there.
Aye. How stark and alone it stands by night.
Our friend Jack, who was hanged upon it yesterday, will be grateful for our company. Hear the creaking chains he swings in. He seems to cry a will.
Now, wait.
Why do you stop?
Now, let's go back. It put dirty work to ply a spade. It goes against my grain to soil my hands.
You want no one else in the secret of the treasure that you and he buried here so long ago?
Nay, but to dig for it at night in dark, it be unaccustomed work. I cannot see.
I did not know my master's courage. I would think he was afraid.
What have I to fear?
Not man, surely. When in your pocket lies a pardon from the king.
Nay, and I do not fear the dead.
The air is very still. How plainly we can hear those rusty chains.
It is like that other night.
The night on which you swore by the gallows tree. And death. And justice.
To be brothers. Friends and inseparables. Share and share alike on earth and down in hell. I meant it when I swore that oath. I meant it, though I laughed and mocked. 'Twas all your fault I did this thing. Ere he and I met you, we were as brothers. Jack was such a fool, a lout. My officer, he amused me and admired me.
My fearful master. Sentimental type.
Be still. Cannot a man have feelings? In the lowest beast, can I not be one tiny bit of
God?
I have not to do with God. Who are you who have sapped my strength and made me weak?
My name is Kate, as I told you long ago.
If that's all you've told me, whence came you, woman?
From the cabin of an English brig, some wicked pirate took a prize.
Ye insolent wench! Turn not your back on me and walk away.
Did I turn my back? I forgot who I was with.
You!
How loud those chains grow now as the weight they bear swims in the wind.
We are underneath his corpse. I did not realize we walked so fast.
It seems to sense your presence. See his body begin to turn. So fearful to leave it back.
No, don't say such things. Jack Gore, stop moving like that.
You've done your bidding. Here's your slave again. Your dog.
Kate, in those eyeless sockets plucked by crows, I see a light.
There may be no light in dead men's eyes.
Nay, I know, but... Kate, there's a movement of that drooping jaw, as though it prepared itself for speech.
There can be no speech from dead men's lips.
I know that too, but... Kate! Whence comes that singing?
I think I do hear singing. The favorite song of the comrade ye betrayed.
Nay, that cannot be. Kate, the chains that hold this corpse are stretching. Jack's dead feet are on the ground.
He's coming for me with dead arms outstretched. Jack Gore, for God's sake, keep away. Ah! Don't touch me with your cold, dead hands. Kate, help. He binds his chains about my neck. Don't let him lift me to that gallows. Don't let him lift me to that gallows. Ah!
Share and share alike. On earth or down in hell.
Ah, Kate. But for this, she brought me here. For death. I know who ye are now. Hear what I swore by. You are justice.
You know, them old Greek people had a notion that ideals sometimes walk the earth in human form. So maybe that girl was justice. And now, Satan, if these folks will just sit still, we'll be back in a minute and tell them about the pretty yarn we're saving for them next week. Will Satan, instead of telling folks what we're gonna let them see next week, just a little bit of them for themselves. Gaze into the embers of our fire. Gaze into the embers deep and listen.
Robert, I hear footsteps. There's something in this room.
No. They can't be, Susie. You were leave alone here.
No, we're not alone. Look at those shadows.
Good Lord!
It's a man without a head. Ah!
That's part of our yarn about Rockabye Baby. Rockabye Baby.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kell with a brief reminder. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported, so I encourage your monetary support with a donation today. Please visit www.mpir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
Now, the Hermit is ready.
Ghost stories. Weird stories. And murders. The Hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights. Turn them out. Ah, have you heard the story, Spirit Vengeance? Then listen while the Hermit tells you the story.
Storming. Will it never let up?
Matter of a small electrical storm should not trouble you all, sir.
Oh, I've had enough of such talk, Rommel.
You see, I talk civilly, and you misconstrue my words.
Oh, stop it.
Oh. Draw up your chair closer to the fire. Ghost, sir, my dear. Think on the pleasant things. You'll forget all about the storm outside.
Think on pleasant things. As if I ever could.
Oh.
after all that has happened in this house in the last 3 days.
I'm thankful for the thunder that drowns out your words.
Who is there in this house to hear us? Who is left here but Carter, who's in on your horrible schemes?
My dear, I thought you'd learn to appreciate my experiments before this.
Appreciate the terrible things you and Carter are doing?
Cardo's a very clever assistant and servant, my dear, who desires life more than...
Carter is a fiend, and so are you. Oh, it must be 10 o'clock. Thank heaven.
Why are you thankful for the hour of the night,
There will be no visitors tonight. No one will be stopping at this house of murder tonight.
Are you sure no one will visit us,
Then there is someone coming?
No man knows what the next hour may bring.
Ramon?
Do not get upset, my dear. Carter will do the honors. Come in. Yes, Carter?
A gentleman and a lady wait outside in the hall, Professor Santos.
So?
They find themselves confused by the storm.
Confused? You mean deliberately...
Rosa, please. Carter, what you wish to convey to me is that the gentleman and lady have lost their way.
Oh, Ramon, please send them on their way.
Send away specimens? But, my dear, the way you talk, one would think that specimens were easy to get. Huh, Carter?
And these two are good ones.
Then why are you waiting? Show the strangers the kindness of our shelter and hospitality.
Oh, no, Ramon. Oh, Carter.
Show the strangers into the library, Carter.
Yes, Professor Summers. The professor desires that you enter the library. This way, please.
Yeah, this is certainly nice of you. Come, Bella.
Step inside, please.
Good evening, sir. My wife and I...
Now, make no apologies. Cador, you will prepare a room for the visitors?
At once.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Here, Bella, you take this chair.
Thank you.
You'll pardon me if I do not rise from my chair. You'll perceive that I walk with a cane, and even then with some difficulty.
Please don't go to any bother because of us.
As soon as the storm is over, if you could tell us the way to the next village, we will be on our way. It isn't necessary to prepare a room for us.
No, we'll be on our way.
Surely not in a storm like this.
It's strange country to us. Then we saw the road was closed, and we took the right fork, as we thought the sign said. It brought us right here to your door. The road didn't seem to go any further. Now, if you'll just direct us,
Oh, but I wouldn't hear of you stepping out again.
But, Bellerin, I hate to be a bother.
Not at all, not at all. Now, are you getting dry, Mr.?
Yes, thank you. My name is Richard Kenton, my wife, Bella.
Delighted, Mrs. Kenton. Yes, delighted.
Kenton.
That was the name, my dear, Kenton. May I present my wife, Rosa? I am Professor Ramon Santos.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mrs. Santos?
How do you do?
Now that introductions are over, may I say that you're welcome here?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. One hardly expects to find a lovely estate like this hidden away from everything. A refuge for tourists who've lost their way.
Have you come a long ways?
Indeed we have. Nearly 500 miles from home.
Oh, really?
We're really quite upset, too. Our only daughter, Lisa, was married a month ago. She and her husband, Charles, went for a tour of this country for their honeymoon. They persuaded Richard and I to meet them at Minwell. That's the next village.
Yes, yes. Minwell is the next village.
But we haven't heard from them.
I don't understand.
Well, what my wife was trying to say is that we plan to meet Lisa and Charles at Minwell. This morning we wired them to let us know if they're waiting in Minwell.
We received no answer to our wire.
Well, maybe we didn't wait at our hotel long enough to receive an answer.
Well, we hope that's what it is.
No doubt that is what happened. I shouldn't worry. You'll have a good night's rest here, and I wouldn't worry about tomorrow. Now, don't worry at all.
I was anxious to get to Minwell tonight. You know how mothers are. Ever since we left home, I've had a strange presentiment that something was going to happen to Lisa and Charles.
Oh, now, Mother, I'm sure Professor...
Santos?
Professor Santos wouldn't mind if we use his phone to call the hotel in Manuel. Oh,
certainly not.
Thank you. Now, if you'll just show me where...
However, that will be impossible tonight.
But I...
The storm has broken down our outside wires, and I'm afraid my servant Carter will not be able to locate the trouble before morning.
Oh,
but it will soon be morning. You'll soon be in Minwell. You'll soon find that your daughter and your new son are waiting for you quite unharmed.
Of course, Mother. You're unduly alarmed.
I can't help being anxious. You know how it is if you have children.
I am pleased to say we have no children.
Oh?
And you are a professor of philosophy, perhaps?
Medicine.
Well, surely you don't practice. There are so few houses about. You seem to be shut off from the rest of the world.
I devote my time to science.
Well, I should have known from all these books.
Professor Santos experiments with the human heart. The human body.
What?
Oh, sir, my dear, you speak very bluntly tonight. It's quite true. I hope someday to find a certain answer to an ageless problem.
You mean that you expect to discover a way to make the heart beat on forever?
Exactly. Quite right.
You rang, Professor Santos?
Yes, Cardo. Will you show Mr. and Mrs. Canton to their rooms? I'm sure they're very weary.
Oh, we're a lot of bother.
No, not at all. Cato will serve you tea, hot milk, anything you desire. But I would suggest you don't eat too heavily, as you might not sleep too well. However, just make your wishes known.
Oh, don't get up from your chair, Professor.
I will show my guest to the door. Ah, look out the window. Storm is gone. There's a moon pushing its way through the clouds.
Richard, we could drive on tonight.
Oh, nonsense. In the morning, I can show you the beauty of my estate. And now, good night.
Good night, sir.
And may your dreams be pleasant ones. Good night. Cato, take good care of our guest. Take very good care.
You know who those people are. You know who those two are.
Quiet. My hearing is good, Rosa.
The mother and the father.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I'm very fortunate, don't you think?
You're insane.
Yes, very fortunate. A stroke of luck.
You're mad.
And you are a coward. Furthermore, stop dabbling in my affairs.
Stop. Don't come near me.
The mother, the father, out of the way. There be no searching for the other two.
Mad. You grow more mad each hour.
What is it Carter would say? It is easy to convince a wise man, but to reason with a fool is a difficult undertaking. Carter, I was just speaking your name. Carter, what would you say if I were to tell you that the mother and father of the young lady, Lisa... We're guests in our household,
I would say, Professor Santos, it is too late to pull the rein when the horse has gained the brink of the precipice.
Oh, good. Well spoken.
The time for stopping the leak is past when the vessel is in the midst of the stream.
Superb, exactly. Nothing should deter us from such wisdom.
Nothing.
Certainly not my good wife, Rosa.
What are you going to do with me?
Do not worry, my dear. Cado... You will escort Rosa to the laboratory.
To the laboratory? No!
Your knife may be of assistance. Rosa, you will follow Cado. At once. At once to the laboratory and await me there.
What's the matter, Bella? Why are you poking around everywhere?
Richard, I have a strange feeling about this place. Somehow I don't like it here.
Don't like it here? A beautiful room like this?
The man and his wife. There's something wrong there. And that Cardo gives me the creeps.
Why, the professor and his wife are cultured people, Bella. Oh, your nerves are getting the better of you.
I'm worried about Lisa and Charles. They'll be worried about us because we aren't in Linwell tonight.
Oh, they'll have sense enough to know we'd stop along the way in such a storm as we've had tonight. Oh, try and sleep, Bella. We'll be on our way first thing in the morning. Everything is going to be all right. Don't worry, Bella. We'll try and sleep.
Did someone call to me? Father?
Huh?
Father, wake up.
What is it?
Did you call to me?
No, I didn't call unless I talked in my sleep.
Well, someone called me. Father, it was Lisa. It was Lisa calling to me.
Oh, fella, you've been dreaming. Now go back to sleep. It'll soon be morning.
I'm sure now that I heard Lisa calling to me.
Oh, Bella, you were dreaming.
Well, perhaps I was. Perhaps I was dreaming. Oh, I'm sorry I woke you up.
Oh, please, let's try and get some sleep before morning.
All right, dear. I'm sorry.
Father.
Again.
Father, don't go back to sleep.
No.
What is it now?
Father, hurry.
What in the world?
Do as I say, quick. No, don't turn on the light. Get out of bed.
Oh, well, all right.
Here, hide behind this curtain. Here.
Mother, what is this all about?
That's so loud.
Why on earth are we standing behind this curtain in the middle of the night?
I can't tell you. I don't know myself yet.
Shh. Mother, I tell you.
Be still.
Someone walking.
Yes. That man walking with his cane.
Suppose it is he walking down the hall. Why are we hiding behind this curtain?
I can't tell you yet.
To the other side of the bed, Carter. The woman will be my patient. When I give you the word, make quick work with the knife.
Ready.
All right.
Now! Professor Santos!
There's no one in this bed.
But we saw their forms under the bedclothes.
Yes.
With our own eyes we saw them. Only a second ago. Now, there is no one here.
This is impossible.
No one in this bed. We've slashed the pillows with our knives.
They've escaped, but how? I saw them in this bed. What's happening?
Professor Santos, eh? Is Lisa in this house? Who screamed, eh? The hermit will tell you before the night is done. It is a few seconds later. From Ramon Santos and Cardo are standing over the bed where they thought their two victims were sleeping. Richard and Bella Canton are hiding behind a heavy window drape in the same room as we hear.
Closer. Cardo, quickly, to the laboratory. Hurry, I'll follow.
They've gone.
Yes. Mother, we're in the house of a madman. Get your robe quickly. Don't stop to dress. We've got to get out of here. They came to this room to kill us.
Yes.
How did you know that they were coming?
Lisa called to me. That scream, it was Lisa. She's in this house.
Oh, but she couldn't be.
We've got to follow those two. Find her.
But how could Lisa be here?
Somehow she crept to this room. She warned me to get out of bed, and then she vanished. Hurry. Something terrible has happened to her.
Which way shall we go?
Didn't you hear him say they were going to the laboratory?
Well, everything's quiet now. Look, here's a stairway. It must lead to the laboratory.
Oh, Lisa and Charles. What have they done to them?
Up the stairs. Hurry.
I don't hear anything in the house now. What have they done to Lisa? Why? I see a light.
Yes. No need to be quiet now. We've got to have this out.
Convenient. You decided to pay a visit to my laboratory.
Where's our daughter?
Perhaps this is the best way after all.
I said, where is our daughter?
Your daughter? You told me this evening she was in Minwell.
She's here somewhere.
Yes. She came to our room.
Nonsense.
I heard her whisper to me and then she vanished.
Now we have prestidigitation to add to our entertainment, huh?
Where is Lisa? Where is Charles?
My dear man...
We know that you came to our room to try and kill us. We're not afraid of you or your Cardo.
That is interesting.
We heard Lisa scream. What have you done with her?
My dear guest, the screaming came from my wife, Rosa, who now sits over there in that chair bound and gagged. I assure you, you will hear no more screaming tonight.
We're not going to be put off. Lisa and Charles are in this house.
Father, look. Look. Lisa's purse. That's Lisa's purse lying there on that table.
Yes.
My girl. What have you done with her? That's her purse. She's in this house. I heard her whisper to me. What have you done with her?
Cardo, we've had enough of this hysterical scene. We shall end this cross-examination now.
At your orders, Professor Santos.
Now listen to me, you two sniffling nobodies. I told you earlier this evening that I am a scientist. Rosa went further. She told you that I experimented with a human body. That's very true. Now I shall experiment with you.
Why?
It would have been easier had you allowed us to creep into your room and end your lives painlessly, quickly. But no. You, in your clever wisdom, thought to outwit us by making us believe that there were two forms lying in the bed. Are you prepared, Cardo?
Yes, Professor.
But now, you walk right into our laboratory. Very convenient. Very convenient.
You let go of her.
Cardo, take care of the gentleman.
No, you don't. Let me out.
Professor Santos, look at the door.
Lisa.
Charles.
It cannot be. Be walking.
Lisa, why do you walk so strangely, staring right at Professor Santos?
Get them away. They're not human. But they cannot be here walking. Cardo, help me. She's coming for me.
I cannot help. The man thing has me in his grip.
No. No, get away from me. Cardo, help.
I can do nothing, Professor.
She has my knife away from me.
Oh! She's killed Professor Santos. Thrust the knife through his heart.
She's coming for me.
Father, Lisa has killed them both.
Lisa. Lisa.
Now they're leaving. Lisa,
seeing something not of this world.
Father, don't let them leave us.
What? The professor's wife.
Release her.
Yes.
Lisa, don't.
No.
Father, we must follow Lisa and Charles.
No. Don't you understand? Don't you understand?
Wait. What do you mean?
Those two. They're not really alive. Your daughter Lisa and the boy.
Not alive?
They're dead. They've been dead for 2 days. My husband, he used them for experiments. Human experiments.
What are you saying?
They were dead. I saw them die. Santos forced me to witness. They came back tonight to save you.
Lisa!
Their spirits?
Yes. Their spirits, walking about as though they were alive, came back and saved you from a similar fate.
How horrible.
I saw them earlier tonight, walking on the stairs. I screamed with the horror of it.
Oh, then it was you who screamed, not Lisa.
Yes, it was I, screaming at the horror of two dead souls taking shape. Coming back for revenge.
Justice to the mad professor and his bloodthirsty servant. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. I'll be back. Pleasant dream.
Characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.